This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal, yesterday evening. He said that Kolkata holds a significant place in both the history and future of India. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Damdam and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
Kolkata jaise hamare shahar bharat ke itihas aur hamare bhavishya dono ki samruddh pehchan hai. Aaj jab bharat duniya ki teesri sabse badi economy banne ki taraf aage badh raha hai, tab Damdam, Kolkata इन शहरों की भूमिका बहुत बड़ी है. इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है. यह आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है.
He noted that before 2014 the country had only 250 kilometers of metro routes, which has now expanded to over 1000 kilometers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Atmanirbhar Bharat is the motto of the time and highlighted India's strength under Operation Sindoor against terror infrastructure in Pakistan. Addressing a public rally, the Parivartan Sankalp Sabha in Kolkata, the Prime Minister highlighted that the Ichhapur Ordnance Factory is contributing to making India self-reliant while generating employment.
Ab Bhajpa Sarkar ne Bharat ki defense industry ko nayi urja di. Iska labh यहाँ की फैक्ट्री को भी मिला है. आज ये फैक्ट्री आधुनिक राइफल और अन्य हथियार बना रही है. इससे यहाँ छोटे छोटे उद्यमियों के लिए नए अवसर बने हैं. इन कारखानों के कारण दमदम बैरकपुर क्षेत्र में हजारों लोगों को रोजगार मिल रहा है. साथियों, इच्छापुर डिफेंस फैक्ट्री सिर्फ एक उदाहरण है.
President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to five important bills passed by the Parliament. Among these bills, Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill aims to encourage e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and related financial transactions. This act also has a provision for the appointment of an online gaming authority for coordinated policy support, strategic development and regulatory oversight of the sector. The President has also given her assent to the Income Tax Act 2025, the Taxation Laws Amendment Act 2025, the Institutes of Management Amendment Act 2025, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2025, and the Indian Ports Act 2025. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a four-day visit to Japan and China from 29th of this month. Mr. Modi will visit Japan from 29 to 30th of August to participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit. This will be Prime Minister Modi's 8th visit to Japan and the first summit with Prime Minister of Japan Shigeru Ishiba. During Mr. Modi's visit, the two Prime Ministers will review the special strategic and global partnership between India and Japan, including defense, security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. They will also discuss issues of regional and global importance. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from 31st August to 1st next month to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as next U.S. ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Making the announcement through a post on Truth Social, President Trump said, "For the most populous region of the world, he needs someone whom he can fully trust to deliver on his agenda and help make America great again." The U.S. President Sergio will make an incredible ambassador. Gore has played a central role in Trump's administration, overseeing the vetting of senior personal choices across government. In wrestling, India's Kajal Dochak won a gold medal at the Under 20 World Championship, while Shruti and Sarika grabbed bronze medal in the women's event at Somkov in Bulgaria yesterday. Reigning Under 20 Asian champion, 6'17-year-old Haryana wrestler Kajal Battel passed China's Yuki Lu 8'6 in Steph 72 kg final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.